Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Need you. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Always keeping the main thing, the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for His angels. Thanking God for His church. Thanking God for this congregation. And I want to thank the elders and the leaders of this congregation for giving me another opportunity to speak with you this morning. I hope and pray that something said make you a better person for coming. My title this morning is Mind Stayed on Jesus. And it's taken from Isaiah, the 26th chapter, verses 3. I would like to read to you Isaiah 26, 1 through 4. Isaiah 26, chapter 1 through 4. And it reads, "In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. The NIV version says, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you." The New Living Translation puts it this way: "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, whose thoughts are fixed on you." In this chapter, Isaiah begins essentially saying that in time of trouble, people should trust God as their strong fortress. Why? Because He is rock eternal, who can provide perfect peace to those who keep their minds focused on Him and fully rely on His strength. It encourages unwavering faith in God as a source of true security and stability. The verse emphasizes that those who fully trust in God will experience unshakable peace. And when we firmly stay steadfast, our minds on Him, the truth of God's Word, we will experience unshakable and perfect peace when our minds stay on Jesus. A steadfast mind is one that is unwavering and firmly fixed on God's promises. It means choosing to focus on the truth of God's Word instead of one's circumstance. You know, sometimes our circumstances could guide us, but we're not supposed to let our circumstances guide us. God should guide us. If our circumstances be before us, we can't see very well. But with the peace of God, this peace that He gives us, our circumstances would be in His place, and in His place is behind us. This verse is a promise from God that those who trust in him will experience perfect peace. The verse emphasizes that God's peace is a complete and absolute sense of security, not just in the absence of conflict, but in the face of conflict. You know, sometimes we're at peace when nothing is going on. But this peace that the writer is stating, that even when something is going on, conflict is going on, you will still have peace. Remember in Mark, the 4th chapter, when Jesus, they were in a boat, and there was a storm, and he was asleep. And the disciples, they wondered, how could you sleep in a storm like this? How could you sleep and we're about to perish? Jesus was with them, and they didn't understand it. That example was for us today, that if Jesus is with us, we don't have to worry about conflicts. We don't have to worry about circumstances because he's with us. You see, there's a time before the storm that's peace. There's a time in the storm that's peace. And there's a time after the storm that's peace. That's the kind of peace we want, the peace of God. Amen. Not just the peace when things are going well, but there's a peace. There's a peace out there that surpasses all understanding. That he would give us that peace even in our conflict. Even when sickness is right in our bodies, we still have that peace. Are you with me? When a loved one has left us, we still have that peace. Amen. When our children go crazy on us, we still have that peace. Amen. When we hear rumors, wars and rumors of wars, we still have that peace. Amen. We still have that peace. Colossians 3, 1 and 2, the NIV version says, since you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Philippians 4 and 7. And the peace of God that which surpasses all understanding shall guard or keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We're not supposed to be afraid of circumstances because we know God is with us. Thomas said it like this. He said, unless I see and touch you, I won't believe. Jesus said, blessed are you, Thomas, but blessed more are those who don't see you and still believe. Amen. That's us. We don't touch Jesus. We don't see Jesus, but we still believe. We trust in that peace that he has for us. And if you don't trust, start trusting. Amen. Just have a little talk with Jesus. Say, Lord, you know, I'm not there. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I need this peace, Lord, because it's a lot of stuff going on. Amen. You know, we're right here now. We're having a congregational church. We're having church meeting, worship. Amen. Somebody could walk through that door. Amen. Are you with me? So we need a peace of mind. We need to know that, Lord, you are with us. No matter what happened, you are with us. That peace of mind. Are you with me? Even though we're here, amen, in this crazy world now, amen, this crazy world, we still have peace. We still have peace. Matthew 22:37 says, Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. You see, that's the problem that we have. And when I say we, remember who I'm talking about. Amen. We have a problem with all, right? God wants us to be all in or not in at all. Amen. I know it's a bad example to give, but you played poker before. You think you got a good winning hand. You got that, you know, you got that inside. You just know you got it. And you're all in. But you're not sure, but you think you got it. And you may end up losing. But with Jesus, go all in. You're going to win because it's won already. All we have to do is just trust him and believe. All in. Amen? If you're not all in, you're not in at all. Psalms 1:1-2, new translation. It says, oh, the joy of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with scoffers, but they delight in doing everything that God wants. Day and night, they think about his way. The NIV says they meditate day and night. You see, it's a thing that we must do. We must believe. We must trust God. Trust that peace, because there's a peace out there. We go through a lot. Amen? Like I said, we go through a lot of sickness and disease. And we go, sometimes we go without keeping our bills paid. Amen? And we still can have peace. We might not have no light, but we got peace. Amen? We might not have that much to eat, but we got peace. And someone said, how you can have peace if you're broke? Yes, you can. Amen? There's a peace out there for us, right? Because the reason why you're broke, maybe because somebody robbed you. You know, because it's got a lot of tricks going out there on these internets. Are you with me? It said that people could actually steal your house. You know, you're paying for your house, right? And at the end, when you go for your title, it's in somebody else's name. And you have to fight for your home that you already paid for. Amen. They said that now people could go get into your bank account and take it all. Are you with me? So we live in a time that we need to trust God more and more and more. Trust him more and more, because we might, we might go broke. It could happen. But we will still have that peace, because one thing about God, we might be broke, but he's still with us. Are you with me? He would make a way somehow. Are you with me? He would make a way somehow. We often sing the spiritual song, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. You heard that song before? We sing that song, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Singing and praising with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. We sing that song. Do we sing it like we mean it? Are you with me? Or do we understand what we're singing when we sing it? Do we wake up with Jesus on our minds? You see, Psalms 5:3 puts it like this. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. You see, he woke up. We wake up with God on our mind. And if we woke up with God on our mind, we must have went to sleep last night with God on our mind. Amen? And if we went to sleep with him on our mind, we woke up with God on our mind, watch out day. Amen? Watch out day. Amen. Woke up. Psalms, and when we go to sleep with God on our hearts. Psalms 63:6 says our minds, we go to bed with it on our minds, we wake up. He said, I lie awake thinking of you, meditating on you through the night. What a way to wake up. You see, all through the night we meditate on God, and we wake up with God on our hearts for that next day. And then it says we're walking and talking with God on our hearts, on our minds. Psalms 23 says, as I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. That's a comfort. Amen. When you're walking with your mind stayed on Jesus, because as we walk through this world got a lot of mess going on. Are you with me? It has a lot. It sometimes we say, well, it's happening over there, not here. But guess what? We're going to get our turn. Amen. The flood is in out west there in West Virginia, right? The tornadoes is in the Midwest. The fires are out there in California. The hurricanes is down south. And are you with me? And so far, so good. But guess what? Our turn is coming. It's coming. Just prepare. And have that peace before the storm. Because knowing that the storm is coming, you have to be afraid because it's coming. You can have that peace that passes all understanding. Talking with our minds stayed on Jesus. Go, ye therefore, and teach. Use your lips and your mouth to tell somebody the truth. If you want to talk about something, talk about God. Amen. It says, the Bible says that a good word maketh the heart glad. Proverbs 12 and 25. The lips of the wise spread knowledge. Proverbs 15 and 7. You see, we're walking and talking. We got something to say. We're talking, all day about Christ. Are you with me? With our minds stayed on Jesus. Someone, trying to be funny, they said something like, well, you can't be looking up all day. You just have your mind on Jesus. You remember back in the days when you would listen to those records like Elvis Presley and Marvin Gaye and Johnny Cash and Al Green. You remember? Don't act like y'all don't know. you know about those records. And you had that thing on your mind all, especially when you was dating. Are you with me? You remember that first dance you had and you danced with her and you went home and that particular song is still in your mind, it's still there, because that's your sweetheart. It's still there all day, all night. I see some people drawing closer, and that's good. Amen. Some marriage, that's good. But that you have that on your mind all day, all night, all week. That song, you make you feeling good. All fuzzy inside. You can't wait to get under that phone. And you talk all night, and talking about. You hang up. No, you hang up. No, you. You get there. You got that. Are you with me? And you can go to work with that girl on your mind. You can drive with that girl. You ain't got to be looking at her picture, driving or looking at her picture. You're thinking about her. That's the thought. You have your mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Your mind stayed on Jesus. And then we're singing and praising with our mind stayed on Jesus. Psalm 104 and 33. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God to my last breath. Amen. With my last breath, I would praise him because I trusted him. I trust with all. I'm all in. Amen. I'm not part the way in. I'm not a lot in. I'm all in. And that's how it has to be. If you ain't there yet, you need to get there. Get there, you say, because one thing you've heard me say before, time is important. And we don't know how much we got left. You could be young and have a little time left. You can live a long life thinking you're going to live some more and don't have none left. Are you with me? That time is important. Use your time wisely. Use it wisely because it's very, very important. Very important. Mind stayed on Jesus. As I close, Philippians 4:4-7. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be made known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. There's a peace. There's a peace that God can give us. We won't worry about that fire. We won't worry about them lions in the den. Amen. This sickness that rills our bodies. You know, we know we're going to leave here one day. So how, you know? We know this, right? But we won't worry about it. Worry for nothing. We would just say, Lord, thank you for the time you've given me. And if it's my time now, Lord, please take me. This, you know. And I pray for the people who I'm going to leave behind, Lord, you know. Are you with me? We won't be afraid. But if you're afraid, something is wrong, okay? Something is wrong. That's another day, another lesson. But if you are here and you're not a member of the church, there are some steps you must take. You must hear God's word. You must. You can't get around it. You must know what you're doing. You must hear God's word. You must believe God's word. You must believe what you've heard. You must repent of your way and turn to God's way. Because God's way, you realize that God's way is the best way. You must repent. You must turn away from your thoughts. The things that you look at on TV, you must turn away from them. Bad things that you used to eat, you turn away from them and turn to God. Are you with me? You know, don't keep eating pork and your head. You know, man, I got a headache. Why? I ate some pork today. Tomorrow, you got your high blood and headache. Why? Because I ate some more. Turn away. Turn away. That's an example. Turn away. You must repent. You must confess. Must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You must be baptized in water for remission of sin. You must. You can't get around it. After that, you must stay steadfast in God's word. You must stay steadfast in His grace and work the work that He has given you to work. Are you with me? Don't build things that He didn't tell you to build. And don't tear down things that He didn't tell us to tear down. Build things that He told us to build and tear down the things that He said to tear down. Amen? And we must stay steadfast. We must come to worship. We must. That's a must. We must come to worship. We must give. We must commune. Amen? We must pray. We must teach. It's a must. We can't get around these things. You must. And above all these musts, which there is some more, you must love, because that's one thing you got to have, amen. And you got to have that. That's love, amen. If you're here and you are a member and you are in need of prayer, as we together stand, you may ask for prayer at this time.